So I had to scramble around to turn down this other thing so that there wouldn't be that stuff. We're probably going to be super quiet because, again, there are four of us plugged into the mic jack.
Wow.
Mic jack.
This is mic
jack.
Really quiet.
Mic jack.
All right, so I'll just have to talk louder. Hey, everybody.
Oh, ho, ho,
welcome
ho,
to
ho,
the Thursday ho, show. I'm Jake, and with me are Hot Stuff and Probe and Riff.
Hey.
Woo!
Riff always says woo and then plays video games for like half an hour out of every 30
minutes. Well, yeah, that's what the woo is for, man.
Yeah,
the go video games.
Woo is Riff language for I'm going to play video games for 31 out of each of the next 30
minutes.
Hours. 31 over 30 minutes. Oh, man. We had to like calculate, we had to convert from Fahrenheit to Celsius in paper last night.
Whoa.
It was hard.
Why?
Bar trivia.
Fahrenheit minus 32 times 5 over 9, isn't it?
Yeah.
In fact, yeah. You are correct, sir.
10 points. Oh,
yes.
We got our shit positively rocked at bar trivia. Our friend was trying to put a team together, and we were the only ones that showed up. So we did pretty good for there only being four of us, I think.
I guess.
Well, not having anybody who knew anything about sports or movies from the 50s.
I could imagine how that would kill bar trivia. Pretty dead.
The sports, yeah, big deal.
Who was the star forward in the 1949 World Cup?
Cary Grant?
World Cup.
Cary Grant.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Are there forwards in soccer?
Yeah.
Really? Are there up, up, down, down, left, right, left, rights in soccer?
No.
Because if they ever got together with the two copies of the A team.
Damn.
Yeah, with BA. With BA.
Like, that was a good story.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that was a story.
Sounded like what you mean.
Lord Poopy Pants asked in a private message just before the show, will this show be everything I hope it can be? And I said, it depends on what you hope it can be. And he said, a bunch of stories and other activities that you participated in, no matter how boring.
Yes, probably.
You know, I think that the tenor of radio shows is going to be dramatically different starting with the next one. Or maybe the one after that.
Because we won't be so tired.
There will actually be updates to the game in between every pair of radio shows that people can talk to us about.
What are you talking about?
That's lies and slander.
Yeah. So yeah, still got a good amount of work to do on Hobopolis, but it's I am still confident. I don't exactly know what to do. The fact that I have a radio show to do from 6 to 8 on Monday throws a number of wrenches into things.
Maybe you should abandon it like so many children.
Have I abandoned that many children?
Yeah, obviously.
That sucks. I guess I would have some kids if I hadn't abandoned a bunch of kids, right? That's how that works.
I'm pretty sure.
So, anybody done anything interesting? Or not at all interesting?
I put a deposit down on my new place.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Zeno is getting an apartment. Our little boy's all grown up. He's moving out on his own. He's leaving the nest.
Yep.
The nest of evil.
Yeah. Elemental evil.
Run. Save for half damage.
Been reading some 4th edition D&D I have. My book's all showed up. Yeah. Yeah, I started reading the module. I don't know if there's going to be Zeno, do you want to play D&D with us?
I guess.
Okay, cuz it's that way with the three of you and Hogulus and Selden, we'll actually have a 5-person party to run the
Jenny'll be here too.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, so the three of you and then two of the three of them, and they can fight it out between themselves. My money's on Jenny. She fights dirty. Has long, razor-sharp fingernails. I'm assuming.
Because she's a girl.
And horns.
Yeah.
Because she's Jewish.
And a girl.
Right, yeah. Razor-sharp fingernails from being a girl, horns from being Jewish. I've been reading the introductory module so as to prepare myself to be a dungeon master.
Are you going to be the dungeon master?
I think I am for this introduction. Riff said he would do he would DM something else.
Yeah.
If I
can be a dungeon master if I'm forced to, but whatever I have to dungeoneer, it's usually very boring.
No. I am. Yeah. It's interesting that the Dungeon Master's Guide seems to be very much a book about how to DM.
Oh, that's
like,
good.
Advice for dealing with when people get bored and stuff. Like, as opposed to
you
to
encounter
just,
a sleeping phoenix.
they have all of the, they have all the charts and stuff for running combat and detailed rules for stuff like that, but most of the gameplay rules and the magic items are in the player's handbook this time around. Which is interesting.
Well, yeah, because you're permitted to buy them.
Oh, yeah? You can just buy them from anywhere?
Yeah.
The stuff for the module is interesting. It puts some pretty serious limits on what you can do in the first town. But then it's also
so,
weird.
So where does the murderous rampage come in?
Wherever you start getting bored, I think, in the campaign.
Yeah.
I imagine you'll be the halfling rogue if you guys use the pre-selected characters.
Yeah.
Probably. It might be more fun to roll up.
Yeah, we should make our own.
Although that always takes an entire session.
That's fine.
Unless I give you guys homework ahead of time, be like, you need to roll up some characters. Douchebags.
And with this wonderful magical thing we call the internet, we can
have them pre-approved before the game even starts.
Yeah. Coordinate who's going to play.
Do you actually roll for characters now?
You can, but there are sets of... It's weird. There is a way that you can, like, just pick all your stats.
Yeah.
And it gives you this big, long list of... It gives you some rules for determining what sort of total amount of stats you're allowed to have, and then it gives you a bunch of example sets of numbers that you can use.
Or you can just pick an array of, like, 16, 14, 10, 10, yeah. 10, 8.
I think we should do... We should do, like roll one set of stats, and if it sucks, then you have to pick one of the...
Yeah, that's
pre-degenerated ones.
Or roll one set of stats, and if it sucks, your character just sucks.
I kind of like playing either like really overpowered characters or really underpowered characters.
Yeah.
Middle.
So we should go back to a third edition and have you play a cleric or druid.
Were they
were exceedingly and stupidly overpowered in that edition.
They were Imba.
Yeah, they were Imba.
Much like warlocks.
Warlocks aren't Imba.
Whatever.
It's Resto Druids. You need to get with the times, man.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. I spent about 20 minutes today playing Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean online, free graphical MMO.
We're
sidling towards irrelevance, guys. It's,
oh no!
There are free, fully 3D running around graphical MMOs made by Disney.
To say, if it wasn't that made by Disney part, we could go to our friendly neighborhood, RuneScape, and get the same thing.
Yeah.
Does the Disney one have any actual content?
It has so far, yeah. In the first, like, 5 minutes, you meet every single character from all the movies.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
They didn't spread it out at all?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
From every movie ever made.
Yeah, I was
going to say. No, you just all crammed into a banquet hall. Yeah. 45 minutes.
Oh, hey, it's that woman from Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds.
Yeah, it's the first that W.C. Fields breaks you out of prison. And then V'ger shows up to run you through the combat
it's
tutorial.
It's a really annoying banquet hall because you have to talk to every single one. It's
Yeah. I love the event, though, where you get to fight the 15 different Jackie Chan characters.
Sweet, yeah.
In descending order of old.
You have to buy all your food from that baking girl with the messed up face in Shaolin Soccer.
I never understood what was wrong with her face. It was just like acne, pockmark,
really
yeah.
terrible complexion, like exaggerated complexion.
Huh.
Anyway, it was worth what I paid for it, which was nothing to, not that it was completely worth it.
Oh, Shaolin Soccer. I thought you were talking about Shaolin Soccer.
Wait, what? You thought I was talking about? Oh no. Well, I got Shaolin Soccer on Netflix, so I technically paid. Probably $200.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have that problem too.
Okay. Questions. Putineska says, for naughty sorceress with mist classes, people have suggested make your mist stat reduce the naughty sorceress's blocking rate, and/or sorcerer potions get reduced in effectiveness instead of removed by the naughty sorceress. I don't know about that reduced in effectiveness thing. That would be. Fairly complicated to code and explain. The mist stat reducing the block rate, I could actually see. If we found some reasonable curve of equipment buffed mist, you know, and just said, like, your mist out of 300, 100 minus that is her chance of blocking a skill or a spell, right? It would make it so if it really bothered you, you could level up Mist as another character, and it would just give Mist classes an advantage. Because Mist, like, doesn't do anything, you know?
At all. In your game.
It doesn't ever do anything, ever. We could just start treating Mist like a luck stat. You know, where random...
As opposed to the luck stat that we already have, that nobody can see.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay, I forgot about that. Okay, we could treat it as a slightly more obvious version of the luck stat. A bunch of people being all like, GTA is out for the 360 IIRC, which stands for douchebag. Hogulus isn't going to be a douchebag. Hogulus is on the road.
On the road again?
On the road again, on his way here.
Is he traveling down the only road he's ever known?
He is. And every light along the way is blinding.
That sounds like driving on the interstate to me.
Oh, man. You know what we should do? We should get an Atari, and we should have a Night Driver tournament.
Oh, God. That's a terrible idea.
Legally, it says, in addition to the sword behind inappropriate prepositions, could we also have an armor of inappropriate nouns?
I think he means armoire.
An armoire or inappropriate nouns, yeah, is what he said. But that'd be a little tough, because it's pretty easy to have a fairly comprehensive list of prepositions in an array in the fight script without, you know, in every script, basically, without it having, without it, you know,
being
taking up
suck.
Hundreds of megs of memory.
Megs and megs of RAM.
Shamrogor says, not 100 different pizza items? What of the one of everything? The more I think about that Heradric pizza cube idea, the more I'm kind of liking it.
You have quite a treasure in that Heradric pizza cube.
Stay a while. No. See, I think that could be kind of cool, though. Just sort of revamp the pizza system. So maybe you have to get, like, a pizza stone or whatever that you get, and that upgrades your easy cook oven. Right?
Uh-huh.
Gives you an option. Make a pizza on the cook screen. And then you just pick some ingredients, and then we've got a system. Making snarky comments about certain combinations of ingredients. Think of all the things we could add to pizzas, you know?
That's true.
And, like, you know, we limit it to a certain number of ingredients. Like, I think that could be a neat system. My only concern is making it is such that it's not just baffling to new players who encounter it. Right?
Yeah. It's going to be baffling, is the thing.
Well, I don't think... As long as it's introduced in a kind of a sane way.
Also, I don't think that the pizza stone should create items so much as it work as like a restaurant.
Yeah, it works like a restaurant. That was the idea. But just because that way, you know, we can do all kinds of stuff with all kinds of items as ingredients on the pizza without having to actually make 4 million different varieties of pizza item. That'll be awesome. We can just convert. We can convert all the old pizzas into chrome hilts. Sweet.
Yes, we can.
Cerebrum says, hey, my bro wants to know if you guys ever found an artist for the next asymmetric game you were talking about. Dude, brah, dude, tell your bro that we totally have an artist.
We've had a staff artist for a while.
All I can draw are viruses, though, which is kind of weird.
I got it, but I didn't laugh.
Yeah.
Because it was too funny, apparently.
Glebe says, Hogulus should do some radio shows while he's out there. This has been 120 minutes of wrong bullshit. Yeah. Whatever,
wrong
Glebe's.
Bullshit.
Yeah, no, I've been just retarded.
Vastly inaccurate?
Shows for, yeah. Yeah. I was talking about how Sorcerer should just potion up for the Naughty Sorceress fight.
What? Really? You said that?
I did.
Man, it's like you didn't have any hand in the making of this game or something.
A long fucking time ago, man. You know, I'm not the wiki. No man is an island.
Yeah.
Dr. Motive says, can Hobopolis come with a pet rock-type familiar that steals your booze? No. Zelinda says, what is the name of that awesome Mr. Brightside / Mr. Roboto mashup you played on the June 9th show? I've always wanted to know. That's that'd be a question for Scully. And Scully's not here. The Dark One says, just a thought, Chick. How about letting us make duct tape backpacks? No containers. No containers.
Why do you hate containers so much?
Huh?
Why do you hate containers so much?
We should just convert the container to a back slot. Retrofit every cloak and cape to the back slot.
Huh.
No, we shouldn't.
No. Yeah, we absolutely shouldn't.
Changling Bob says, regarding Sorcerers and the Naughty Sorceress, Sorcerers could be so attuned to the raw stuff of sauces that the Naughty Sorceress can't purge all of their buffs, maybe reducing them to one turn of potion buffs instead. Yeah, that is an idea, but it's... Well, I mean, it's not necessarily a bad idea. It's just not necessarily something that I feel like I want to do. Grethko says, the protagonist fires bullets at you, so they're sort of a gun.
Protagonist?
Yeah. And the,
Because I think his gun, his sword is also a gun. And it's also a motorcycle. oh man, we have motorcycle art in game now.
We're moving
one step closer.
Oh no.
Maybe we should put George Carlin in as a character in Hobopolis.
That sounds like a great idea.
You know what? Let's push back Hobopolis a couple weeks and add a whole bunch of new mechanics and features to it.
Okay.
That's a smashing idea.
Grethko says, make divine champagne flutes auto-sellable. What? Just drink stuff out of them. That's like auto-selling them, only you get MP instead of meat.
And drunk.
And says, create all of the letters, but if you try a combination that isn't real, it should consume the letters used. That'd be kind of mean. We could have a spelling bee.
Huh.
A Sargasso C. Yeah, there's the heavy D. There could be a...
an easy E.
Rolling E. An easy E. Very good, yeah. There could be an...
what the F?
Or an F-bomb.
Yeah, the F-bomb, yeah.
And a Jesus H.
A jar of... Oh, no, wait, we've already got a G. Darn.
The cat has decided that the little lip on the... side there has got to go, so he's attacking it mercilessly.
That cat has fierce claws.
Yeah, I haven't trimmed them in like a year.
Yeah.
Because if I try to trim them, I get them in my arm and in my eyes.
In your eyes?
No, not my eyes, I guess not. I could still see.
Tim Buck II says, since they're cheap ripoffs, can we equip multiple mood rings and have multiple moods of different colors? No. Playing songs with myself as an audience makes me feel so lonely. Okay. Librum of Divine Favors needs a change to give B/J/SP favors. Huh?
Boris Jarlsberg and Sneaky.
Oh, I see. Where the hell is my Blue Oyster Cult reference in Blue Oyster Eggs descriptions? I probably did one and then ran out of Blue Oyster Cult references.
Did you include a cowbell reference? Because that would have been the obvious thing to do.
Yeah. Perhaps a little too obvious. I've told you guys that joke, right? The cowboys are riding through a box canyon, and they suddenly hear some war drums on the rim of the canyon, and one of the cowboys says to the other, I don't like the sound of those drums. An Indian from the top yells, sorry, guys, it's a new drummer.
That was also a good story.
Yeah.
It wasn't a story, it was a joke. Do you guys not know how jokes work?
Apparently not.
Inferno Hero says, is there any way that the Divine Champagne Flute could be taken out of the summoning queue if you're in Teat or Oxy? It's kind of horrible to waste Librum casts on it in Oxy Core, especially. No. That's the deal with Oxy and Teat and Boostafarian, is that you get a bunch of stuff that's irrelevant to you.
That's the deal.
A bunch of content that is irrelevant to you.
And what's the deal with airplane food? I saw this really awesome drawing of the characters from Seinfeld trying to play D&D.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. It tickled my funny bone.
Did they ask what the deal was with airplane food? And then they had to roll a D20 to find out what the deal was with airplane food?
Yeah, that was exactly how it hurt.
Xmudex, wait. Someone else says, why does the backtick only work as adventure again when you have combat bars on? It would make more sense for it to be always available, wouldn't it? Well, we don't necessarily know whether it's going to work or not. If you have combat bars on and the combat bars work, then we know the JavaScript is going to work to support the backtick. But, I don't know. Could you do that in such a way that it degraded gracefully?
I mean, it could just not work if the user didn't have the things installed.
Right.
Is that graceful, though?
Yeah, that's graceful. And
about as graceful as it gets.
I mean, especially with a mostly undocumented feature. Somebody sent in a message about, and I don't understand this at all, that some particular, like, popular screen reader for the blind was fucking up on our drop-down lists, in a strange way. The way that he described it, I'm pretty sure that everyone that he listed was one with a
with
a magnifying glass by it.
That might be it. So those use custom attributes, custom HTML attributes. So if the screen reader is just relying on those being 100% Copacetti standard, then yeah, it might be fucking up. But there's not really a graceful way to do that otherwise.
Yeah, I don't know what we can really do about it, because he said that what it does a lot of the times is just reads. It will read one of the items twice in a row and skip the one that it would have read the second time.
Huh.
So yeah,
that's
I don't know.
That's really weird. It seems
it
like
is.
It's just poorly coded.
But he also said he looked at the code and did not see anything that he thought could cause that to happen. So, if anybody has any insight in about problems with the JAWS screen reader, JAWS. And Naked Jew says, don't you own, like, a ton of Ataris? I probably own, like, two or three Ataris. I wouldn't call
Is that a ton?
No. XMoodX says, how about a boss rush mode for KOL? That'd be funny, actually.
Boss rush mode.
Yeah.
How about rush them boss mode?
The boss rush mode would be kind of cool, actually. But
let's not do it because XMoodX said it.
Well, I mean, it would have to be pretty carefully coded not to, give you any of the item drops and any of the bonus stats or, any of the flags or whatever.
So basically, it would be just like not fighting them at all.
Yeah. Yeah, well, in fact, here, just close your eyes and imagine that you're playing through a boss rush mode in KOL. Some series of really challenging fights that had some leaderboards associated with it might be a cool thing to do. Something somewhere where you can spend 10 turns just fighting a bunch of hard monsters and, make it fairly hard to survive it.
Yeah.
And, a leaderboard for the lowest level at which it's been done or whatever. Like, the lowest total number of stats. Today.
Apparently, Hogulus had just got to a hotel, making it about 16 and a half hours in the car.
Sweet.
That's more than I usually do. I usually put away about 12 hours of sleep before I want to hit the roadside motel.
Where you want to hit it.
Yeah. We, none of us ever drove more than, 8 hours at a stretch.
Yeah, but you guys could swap out drivers.
Yeah.
Majorly drive
we did a number of 16-hour days, but we traded them off. Gleeb says, will you move cans of hairspray to the mostly potion section of the inventory, since that's how 99% of them are used? It's currently under combat items.
Oh, it is a combat item.
Yeah.
What about having stuff show up in two different sections of the inventory?
I really don't like that. I've always,
been
against that, yeah.
Well, okay.
It could be a combat menu, or an account menu setting.
But which section you want the hairspray to show up in?
Yeah. Just the hairspray. Yeah. Not the tiger bomb or anything.
Southwest says, how are the prices for mushroom spores into the mushroom fields decided? It seems that spookies, since they can be used for low main, should be 50, and gnolls, which are better for less skilled players, should be the least expensive. Not that I'm complaining, of course. They were decided the same way most of the numbers in this game were decided, which is by me pulling them out of my ass. That's what Smoot says.
They also smell bad.
Yeah, you should really wash them before you put them into the game.
Smoot says that, making the llama half a volleyball was another example of me pulling numbers out of my ass
how
they worked at all, as opposed to a sort of very carefully considered decision, which, was the right decision to make after that careful consideration, I believe. But yeah,
Chick doesn't care about black people.
That's true. A deadhead says, where is the lifetime hardcore PvP rating statistic?
What does that even mean?
Well, I think there's a lifetime hardcore PvP rating, but not a lifetime non-hardcore PvP rating. You know what I think we should do? Just completely eliminate the PvP system and replace it with a well-developed real-time fun.
You think?
It's an interesting PvP system. Yeah.
I don't know. That sounds like crazy talk to me.
Yep. One of these days, man, after Hobopolis is done, I'm going to start writing that up. I'm going to write up a friggin' design document. You know what I'll do? You know what we should do?
What should you do?
We should work on that at the Cafe Noir in San Diego.
Thank you.
Yeah. Because that place is a good...
Is it a Cafe Mete Noir?
It is. It is. So, what is it? It looks like black...
The Chat Noir.
Black face.
What?
Bete Noir is like black face. A black...
Adder.
Power.
I don't know.
Are there any black supremacists?
There's the Black Panthers.
Do they really want to, like, just kill all the white men?
I don't know.
I never met anyone who was in the Black Panthers.
Have you ever met anybody who wanted to kill Whitey? Drinking 15 bilge wines a day for 15 days in a row should make you able to get the Bilge Binge Trophy, says a deadhead. I believe I have found a way to figure out the best window to get an ultra rare. Before I start putting it into effect, did you make it impossible to do this at all? Nothing has changed. If you think that you've figured something out, then perhaps you've figured something out. Drabber says, a content idea for the Dunarism Spungen, the Tish Hits the Shan.
What is
so
it?
That's a
Spungen. John Tish?
The Shish?
No, Tish is a very British synonym for poop.
I see.
Is this
the shish?
Yeah.
But it's still the shish.
Never heard that.
The tan?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Huh.
I think it might betray a misunderstanding of what a spoonerism is.
Maybe so.
Also, that other game kind of used up the whole spoonerism thing.
What?
You think we shouldn't do a Dunarism sponge in on account of Twilight Heroes being so spoonerism heavy?
Yeah, kind of.
But he did it in a modern context. Like D20 modern. We could do it in a postmodern or some sort of pre-modern context.
Or some sort of steampunk context.
Yeah, dude, we should make a steampunk version of Little House on the Prairie.
Perfect.
Yeah, no, that'd be a cool video game. Steampunk Little House on the Prairie. You'd like...
You are now playing the Little House on the Prairie theme in your head.
You'd go to school and learn how to, like, cybernetically augment Nelly.
I remember that from the show. That was my favorite part.
Yeah, the cybernetic augmentations on Nelly.
Yeah.
And now the more schooling they got, the more elaborate her cybernetic augmentations became. Until finally she was able to just jump down wells and then leap back out of them under her own power.
Well, they made the conflict resolution kind of boring.
Yeah, Nelly always won. Did anything interesting ever happen in Little House on the Prairie? I remember kind of liking it, but I don't really remember. I remember the plot of one episode where somebody set up a can of green paint that fell on Charles's head when he walked into the barn, and then he had to go to church with his hair green. And then the preacher said something about maketh him to lie down in green pastures, and everybody started laughing.
Yeah.
I remember
that was an entire episode. That was all that happened in that episode.
There was one episode...
But where was the cybernetics?
Nelly wasn't in that one.
Oh, okay.
The Waltons. There was one episode where there was some psychic power stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. When Mary got kicked by the horse or whatever... Or no, it was Nelly. Nelly kicks Mary and she goes blind. And then she had to go to a school for the blind.
Really?
I remember that. That was exciting.
Why didn't they just get her replacement eyes?
Oh, they should have. Yeah, see, that's the thing. In the steampunk remake of Little House on the Prairie, they could just make her some fake eyes.
They'd have, like,
yeah, they'd be all, like,
coming
brass.
Out of
and,
and make a horrible noise.
Mm-hmm. No one M says, why not have a new effect that is temporary blindness plus teleportitis? That would make the game a lot of fun.
I think we need to add more teleportitis in just random places. I think that improves the gameplay.
Yeah, replacing all of the semi-rares with just an adventure that gives you 200 turns of teleportitis, that'd be a good April Fool's joke.
I'm convinced of that.
Scarfed In says, are you ever going to change the Trophy Hut text for Slice and Dice? I don't know. Did I ever make it so you can get slice and dice again?
You theoretically did. I don't know if it's true, though.
Really? I actually sat down and did that?
Theoretically. I've not done it.
I don't remember that at all.
I'm not crazy.
I Crazy Bone I says, to Jake Scully, Riff, Hot Stuff, Zeno, or anyone that reads this, I haven't heard of They Might Be Giants until you guys, and I wanted to know what a good album is to start listening to. I would recommend Apollo 18.
Really? I would recommend Lincoln.
Really?
Yeah.
I would recommend Flood.
Flood is sort of the most, I think, accessible.
Yeah, Flood is very accessible, but it's not quite as, I don't know. Yeah, it's not quite as They Might Be Giants-y as Apollo 18.
Apollo 18 has that whole randomized track listing. If you're not going to listen to it on a CD player with random, you shouldn't listen to Apollo 18.
One of my favorite They Might Be Giants songs are on Apollo 18.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you shouldn't listen to it. It's meant to be played on a CD player on random.
Yeah, but they play fingertips in order in concert. So there's an
they're not purists.
Noah M says, why can't you use skeleton keys or pick-o-matic lockpicks to open cursed chests? Because they're not cursed. If you could figure out a way to curse your skeleton keys, or if you could find the set of cursed pirate lockpicks, you could use them to open cursed chests. But nobody's been able to find them yet.
Yeah.
This is really slacking.
Yeah. Evil.
I mean, part of the quest line to get them is in the Haunted Belfry, so I feel like it's going to be a while before anybody even gets close. You need all seven of the undiscovered trophies in order to do it.
Yeah, the things that require trophies for people to do is, that's pretty rough.
Yeah. Jet Chromium says, hey guys.
Hey guys.
Thanks for breaking my cow.
I got bit on the top of my foot by a brown recluse once, apparently in my sleep, as I didn't know it. First, I thought I may have just stubbed a toe, which turned into thinking I'd broken a bone in my foot, which turned into great concern when I woke up one morning looking at a golf ball-sized bump on my foot. Many antibiotics later, the golf ball went away, though it was nice to find out that it was filled with my own delicious liquefied flesh.
Mm. Yay!
3 years later, I just have a giant and awkward bruise on my foot. Moral of the story? If you live in Michigan, your bed is full of poisonous spiders. Luckily, I don't live in Michigan.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
You're sure you don't live in Michigan?
I'm sure. I'm positive.
All
right. I'm HIV positive. I'm not really HIV positive.
That's like the South Park episode where every time someone asks Eric Hartman if he's sure, he tells him that he's HIV positive.
Yeah. Tom93 says, have any of you guys at Asymmetric ever read Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand? I'm reading it now and I can't quite tell what to make of it.
I'm sorry.
It's so bad.
What's the premise of Atlas Shrugged?
Ayn Rand's full of crazy. That's the premise, right?
I don't know. I haven't read it. That's why I'm asking you what the premise of the book is.
I'm pretty sure the whole premise.
Don't ask me.
Is that she's full of crazy?
I don't understand what this is. Alright, so Fifi Katana sent in, behold, the legendary tale of the Doody family and their love of faggots. In this, Britain's National Faggot Week. And then it's a story from BBC News about how a West Midlands family is playing a central role in the quest to raise the profile of a forgotten British dish, faggots. The Doody family from Wolverhampton has been crowned the Faggot Family in a national competition. To kick off their reign, they will launch National Faggot Week. This is sort of the best news article I've ever read in my entire life.
It seems like it shouldn't be real, is the problem.
Yeah.
Well, no, faggots are a pork dish.
They're a bundle of twigs. Or cigarettes.
But they're also a pork dish.
Cigarettes are faggots.
They're fags, right? Yeah, but it's because of the whole bundle of twigs.
Their last name is Doody.
Somebody took a Doody in my sandbox. From England along.
The thing from Uranus says, you guys used to like Homestar Runner, right? Somebody needs to play this email for Scully. He'd enjoy the short song near the beginning. And then links to Strong That Email 89, which is from a long freaking time ago. No, I still like Homestar Runner.
I don't think I've been to Home Star Runner in like months. Have they updated?
Yeah, they're doing Strong Bad Emails still like approximately once a week. They're still pretty funny. My interest has waned, but I would not say that their ability to produce quality content has waned really at all.
I go back there every couple, 3 weeks, and usually there's two or three things I haven't seen yet.
Yeah. I'll probably buy their game for the Wii.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what we should do? It seems like everybody's doing this, right? We should launch a game that's related to our website.
Huh. You mean
I thought you were going to ask, tell us to start Surfer Now. Everybody's learning how.
Yeah.
So we should put together some kind of game to put on that asymmetric.net site?
Yeah.
Maybe just put a link to it and then never update asymmetric.net again.
Or update the link when we change the server for the game?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually update the link a couple years after we change the server for the game. Speaking of the servers, I got a big pile of hard drives. Big pile of hard drives! Many gigs. Many
gigs and gigs of RAM.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of hard drives.
So what are we... But what are they good for? Absolutely nothing.
Say it again.
What are they good for? Absolutely nothing. Just like war.
Highbulb says, idea for the black cat. I'd like to see it get covered in white paint down its back, attracting Pepe Le Pew, who would attack you. This would cause you to do stench damage, but be unable to visit NPC stores, the council, etc., until it runs out. That's funny. GigaShadow555 says, any of you cats ever play the Civilization series? I recently re-downloaded Civ 3, and I'm not hopelessly addicted to it.
Civ 3 was pretty fun. Was
Well, every once in a while, I'll re-download Civ 3 and get addicted to it for about a week.
I really enjoyed Civ 1, and Civ 2, the graphics were so bad that I couldn't play it.
Really? Civ 3 is kind of neat in that you can take over cities without war. You can sort of crush them with a sheer overwhelming force of your own culture.
Huh.
It's like if you're all the cities near another an enemy city have like libraries and shit.
Enemy cities.
That's not what I said. Get the shit out of your ears.
Mecha says, would you please add a profile option to add your character skills to your publicly viewable profile? I don't know.
Do people want that?
I don't know. you know what game I really like? Master of Magic.
Mom.
That game is just great.
I don't think I'm familiar with that.
It is. You need to find it, and you're dual booting on your machine now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what you need to do is you need to dual boot into Windows, and then you need to run DOSBox. So through two layers of emulation, you'll be able to. Well, although Windows isn't actually emulated on that hardware, is it?
No, yes, it was.
They have a version of DOSBox that can run on the Mac.
Anyway, yeah, Master Magic, fucking amazing game. It's like a cross between Magic the Gathering and Civilization.
Surprised that you haven't played it. Really.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be right up your alley. Although if you didn't have a PC, it's just so much fun.
Ever, I guess.
So much fun. So much fun. I cannot even describe how much fun Master is.
Yeah.
You got all these different races of people, all these different units and eunuchs.
I think I'm about done with Windows as far as when my next computer gets here.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think that I'm ever going to upgrade to Vista, ever.
Yeah. Yeah. I might just try and skip Vista.
Yeah, if skipping Vista would be okay, if the next generation will be any good, which I don't have our hopes for. So I think the next computer I'm going to buy is either going to be a Mac, or I'll try that heavy Linux crap.
I guess you'd still be able to play World of Warcraft on a Mac.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. It might have too many mouse buttons for you.
Yeah. Right now, my more prevalent problem is being able to play Team Fortress 2.
They don't have a Mac version of that.
I don't know, actually. I've never checked.
I mean,
I've got a copy of the... Oh, no, wait. No, I'm dumb. Because I dual boot.
You can dual boot on
I just,
Mac. Very,
I just
very
don't
want to
spend the money on Vista because I know it's a gigantic pile of shit.
I honestly think that there will be some better alternative to XP by the time they genuinely stop supporting XP. I don't think that they can continue to just not acknowledge what a turd it is. And still, like somebody there has to know that they're going to lose their dominance because of Vista if they really keep up this push to try and get everybody to use it.
Yeah,
you know?
So it's standard Microsoft business tactics. I mean, even if it is a gigantic turd, they're still going to push it on everyone because they basically can.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like they're gonna fix it somehow.
I would rather they do because I like running Windows because everything generally works in Windows.
Right.
Like all the games that I want to play are generally for Windows.
Yeah.
But yeah. If another year goes by or so and there isn't a fix or another version of Windows out, I'm pretty much going to wave goodbye to it for at least until the next generation, maybe longer.
I was resistant to XP for several years.
Oh, I'm always resistant to new operating systems. I usually say a Windows operating system needs 5 years or so to mature before it's worth running.
I ran Windows 2000 for a long time, and it was just fucking great. It was like all of the stability of NT, but all of the like game compatibility of, you know, like 98, and yeah, just a perfect OS.
I used Windows 3.1. for quite a while, and then I stopped using a PC.
You do what now?
I was the last Microsoft operating system that I've used was Windows 3.1.
Huh.
And then I was using X Windows on Linux or Unix machines, and then
your X was a Unix.
Yeah.
LOTE says, hey, could you make the Ascension Gems offhand items so they're at least useful in theory for the non-mist? Huh. We had ideas. Okay, so we did the nomochloric acid thing. We didn't ever put in something to do with the gems and muscle science.
Right.
We had an idea for meat smithing recipes that only Innobox knew that allowed you to do things with those gems. You know, which might be cool. Inferno Hero says, did you guys hear about Fox News calling Obama's fist bump a terrorist fist jab?
Wow.
What?
No.
Wow, they're really reaching.
I did not hear that.
Yeah, I pretty much only listen to NPR now. I think I'm becoming a hippie.
Yeah. Lisa Pinko. Putineska says, I know you said you don't want to band-aid the bug with the junkyard, but it's bleeding all over the carpet. Can you remove the broken adventure again, Lynx? No, I know it's a problem. Seriously, we're going to be out of this goddamn crunch in a few days, and we'll be able to actually start paying attention.
Be able to
things.
avoid working on other stuff later.
Yeah. Skeev says, Frosky Anders and Daya, who met through the Blues Clan, had a son on Monday.
Congratulations.
They spawned.
Proving Darwin incorrect again and again and again and again.
Stop making more goddamn humans.
What? Are you a subscriber to the voluntary human extinction movement?
Well, I wouldn't go so far as extinction. I just think we've got too many.
Yeah, but we have too many Chinese. They sound like they're probably like Scandinavian.
The Chinese have the offspring imitation program already in place. It's not. I'm not really worried about China. I'm worried about like India, for example.
Yeah, Chinese people will
Florida
balls removed if they have more than one child or something.
The government comes and cuts their balls off with a rusty circular saw blade.
They actually do perform. They do perform sterilizations on women.
Just a piece of piano wire.
They're like one of those really really tight rubber bands, like they use on cows. I mean, bulls, I guess.
Yeah, cows. have a lot of balls.
I'm telling you, those aren't balls. Moo. Because what would they be?
Teats.
What is it? Yeah, teats.
Udders?
You just pick two of the udders and a set of balls and put a really tight rubber band around them.
These balls are legion.
A food seeker says, the first line of the origami towel crane's description haiku seems to have six syllables instead of five. Bug or an entire extra syllable of feature? Well, it depends on how you say towel.
Yeah,
that's always tricky.
Diphthong words.
Because, like, you said towel.
Howl, which rhymes with towel the way that I say it, and the way that most people say it, I think.
You wouldn't describe it as being howl.
Something like squirrel. I think squirrel is one syllable.
Yeah, I would agree. What was it? I think squirrels is the longest one syllable word in the dictionary. I read that somewhere.
And stewardesses is the longest word that you can type with just your left hand on the keyboard.
Bookkeeping has the most repeated letters in it of any word.
You guys are nerds.
Yeah. I guess bookkeepers also. Bookkeeper.
Or somebody with the last name Bookkeeperson.
Well, I guess somebody with the last name Bookkeeperson.
Ding, 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 Sinworth. Should go look in the New York phone book and see if there's anyone with that name.
Bit Bookkeeperson. You can legally change your last name, right? What, typewriter is the longest word you can type on the top row. That's probably entirely not true.
It just can be typed entirely on the top row.
Yeah. I think that's a coincidence. There were all these conspiracy theories about, like, oh, look how fast you can type with this thing. Typewriter. But that doesn't make any sense. Iron Chef says, is there a clue for unlocking the Haunted Belfry in the song The Haunted Belfry? Yes. There are several clues. You should... yeah. I remember reading this thing in Mad Magazine about somebody spending forever trying to work out the symbolism of this one shape on the cover of Sgt. Pepper's before realizing that it was just a little piece of peanut butter that had fallen on there.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was a funny joke about people trying to come up with that.
That's fantastic.
We should take a break.
Should we?
What?
Yeah. It's an hour.
No, it's like 45 minutes. All right, so I got this 80s directory open, so we're gonna get Footloose. There's a bunch of shit in here that is decidedly un-80s. Take On Me, however, is good in 80s. Good in plenty. Steve Miller Band, this thing, I do not think was from the 80s. A lot of this stuff, I think, was from the 70s. Yeah, okay. We'll be back in like 10
minutes.
should cry. Say, we can ask if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed. And I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance. We can dance, everybody taking the chance. Save the dance, oh, let's save the dance. Yes, save the dance. We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we are here, that's never gonna lose. Everything will work out right. I see. We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see. We can dance. We can dance. Everything's under control. We can dance. We can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance. We can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance. We can dance. Everybody's taking a chance. We're gonna save the dance. Hey, we're gonna save the dance. 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 Oh, let's save the dance. Oh, let's save the dance.
You put the boom boom into my
That's right. Wake me up before you play a song by the Go-Go's, such as We've Got the Beat. Xenophobe is not yet back from his break, so we'll be sans Xeno for a few minutes.
Do you think he is break dancing?
It could be. He might be trying to break it down. Dev Joe says, multi-use on oil of parlay, please. And that's another one of those things that I'm assuming is only not multi-usable on account of its not being marked multi-usable. Let's look.
Has that been generalized? You don't have to do that manually anymore?
Do what manually?
Add things to multi-use. The logic.
Oh, no, you just mark it in the items number.
But, you know, you used to have to specifically code it.
Yeah, so no, I do have to. But basically, I just code everything that makes sense to multi-use such that it can be multi-used. What's the item ID on Oil of Parlay?
I don't know.
I'll have to look it up myself. It is 2968. So I will search for 29. Oops, I'll not search for that. Let's see. Times item quantity. Yep. So, Oil of Parlay is now multi-usable. There you go, Dev Joe. Putineska says, do you think it's too late to have the number of turns food, drink, and spleen items give rounding down? I'm surprised you didn't do this with NS13. I really very much wanted to.
Yeah.
But,
there was a lot of resistance to that.
Yeah. Mostly from the hearts on Dev.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's too late. But yeah, you know, that was something that I honestly believe it would have been better for the game. But it would have pissed so many people off.
Yeah.
You know, and we were already doing so many things that pissed so many people off that, what are you going
to
do?
Seemed like a bad plan overall.
I did not necessarily want to cut them in half. I wanted to knock, like, 30% off
yeah.
of the ones that were above a certain quality. Yeah. Subbot says, the gallery wouldn't be nearly as bad if you didn't have to unlock it via the conservatory. There should just be a key hidden in one of the books in the library or something. No, because it's cool. The way that Spooky Raven works is cool. If it makes it less fun in an Ascension context, so be it, because it's cool. Mecha says, why are Dead Mimics quest items? Because I don't want you to be able to pull one. I want you to have to go through the Dungeon of Doom at least once to get a wand in an Ascension run. Beckdog says, could you trim the trailing spaces off searches in the mall? Sometimes I copy-paste into the box with a space at the end and it doesn't find the search. I cannot get the mall search to do that, no matter how many times people report it. I can look at the code and it says trim spaces off the search terms. I don't know what the deal is with that. It could be that there's a Grease Monkey script intercepting your search and putting quotes around it or something. But I, can you try it and just tell me if I'm going crazy? Because this has come up a bunch.
I had thought about ways to optimize the mall search. And do you think it would be okay if I kept a log of what people are searching for and what item IDs came out?
Yeah, no, that's fine. I think that one thing that I've been meaning to do for a long time was to just change it so that there's no longer two different behaviors for searching in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Just that have it default to... like show only cheapest and have it default to like 100,
uh-huh.
Right? And then it just keeps whatever you put in there last time. Because there are two entirely separate sets of logic for mall searches now, and it's kind of silly.
Yeah, I just think I'm not sure that it's a big concern, but I think that we're wasting a lot of time on that mall search calculating item IDs for search strings when we don't have to all the time.
Okay.
And we could just be doing that calculation once when someone enters a unique string. And
okay.
And then sock it away in the database, and eventually in memcached it.
Right. Okay.
Well,
yeah, that's,
what about new items?
Well, new items would just flush it from memcached.
Well, a new item search would just generate another entry.
What if we add a new item?
All it does is require the script to do that calculation once, and then it stores it in the database. And then anytime anyone searches for that particular string, it can just look at the database real quick. And find that.
No, I know, but when we add a new item...
it just calculates it on the fly.
Wouldn't even add a new item to the game?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm not talking about doing this, like, four times. It's just whenever the user enters in the string,
yeah.
It, like, it calculates an MD5 hash. And then whenever the script figures out what item IDs correspond to that query, it stores it in the database in the new table.
Right.
And then anytime anyone enters in a string, it checks the MD5 hash. It looks in the database for that hash. It finds it.
Why is it MD5 hashing it?
I guess we wouldn't really have to. It's just making it so that way the user can't just enter in just gigantic buttload strings.
Right.
And, you know.
So then, when we add an item,
nothing has to happen.
No, that isn't true, man. When we add an item, it needs to flush any search that would yield that item. Like, okay, so let's say somebody searches for baseball. It generates the thing that's like, oh, so this search term yields the item IDs for baseball cap, whatever. You know, mm-hmm. We add baseball douchebag as an item. If we add the MD5, like, it would be one thing to just do a... When we add an item, when we put in a desk ID, mm-hmm. for an item, just have it check it against all the substrings in the searches that already exist. And
or we can just flush them.
We could flush the entire thing, you know.
So I think this is something that would be a little more prevalent if we had Memcache theme, because yeah. I can set the timeout for this thing super low.
Yeah.
So that way it only caches the most popular searches.
Right. Yeah, that's cool. I need to... I'll be talking to Geff again at some point pretty soon, because mm-hmm. we'll have to... I don't know, though. I'm a little nervous about doing stuff that requires us to go to the data center, because we're going to be in San Diego before too long. So some of that might ought to just wait until we get back. Poncho Sweater says, could you have a way of telling you how many more gongs/absinthe your familiar has until the limit? Like, the pixie is holding 3 bottles of absinthe after combat? I don't know. I can see why you want that, but really, I think that could just be... That could be, you know, the domain of a Griezmann script rather than... Because the game doesn't necessarily, you know, I don't know that I want you to know without paying attention, you know? Dr. Van Van Mojo says, considering that the arena hasn't been changed in literally 3 years, and it was once much more useful in an Ascension context than it is now, is there any chance of revamping it? I mean, it is what it is. I think it's not that the arena isn't relevant in an Ascension context, it's that adding pounds to your familiar at low weights isn't relevant in an Ascension context. You know, you can get enough effects to buff your familiars up to beat the tower familiars now far more easily than you used to be able to. One way I could make the arena more useful in an Ascension context is by requiring 40-pound familiars for the Sorceress Tower, you know, since there are so many ways to beat that up now. Kink says, how many clan attacks are there in a given day? You know, I don't have any idea.
Oh, you mean, like, how many clan PvP and
yeah.
CVC things actually happen?
I'm guessing not a whole lot. Probably in the hundreds. Linguini Lad says, it would make more sense that the higher quality beer gives more adventures, so how do you explain the cup of primitive beer? Let's see you explain your way out of that when bwahahaha.
More calories.
Yeah, it has more actual ethanol content in it. Because they weren't as good at making beer, so they didn't. They weren't as concerned with flavor. They were concerned with just pure alcohol delivery. And Naked Juice says, perhaps the solution to the eternally selected save set K-mail problem would be to remove the retention of that setting by default and add a second checkbox labeled always save sent messages and change the old checkbox to say save this sent message. But that's... It's going to have the exact same problem, because people are just going to check that always one.
I keep meaning to add a easy delete function to that. I guess people can flush out, like, messages older than a month or something
for
manually.
Yeah. P.S. Tonight's dinner is provided by Just Kosher Hot Stuff Grill, a double hot stuff burger with a side of spicy fries. Subbot says, starfish plus volleyballs are pretty important Ascension familiars. Now that food and booze are out of the way, what's the next one going to consume? Meat? Suntan lotion? Twinkly powder? Twinkly powder would be cool.
Awesome.
Is the cat locked in the garage or something?
No. He's just a noisy bastard.
He's just yelling about shit.
He's not being taken.
Happy Dan says, would you ever consider putting in a monster that runs away during combat? Not one that you drive away, but one that leaves at a random time?
Sure. Wild Abe or use teleport.
Chicky says, Klupla's on the not a plinth puzzle riff. Okay, thanks, bye.
On advice of my attorney, I refuse to answer that question on the grounds that it may incriminate me.
Yeah, people are going to kill you.
there was a clue. Yeah, this, okay, here's a clue. There was already a clue given, but it was not even vaguely referenced as a clue.
Yeah, I said that last time.
Oh, you said that last time? Yeah. All right, well, then...
It sounds like an episode of Blue's Clues around here.
We're lost.
Hey guys, I found this hatch. It leads to the 70s.
Dude, we're in Soul Raver.
Yeah, maybe that's how you get to the 70s in Soul Raver. Is you have to,
you have to find a hatch,
plane crash, and climb down a hatch. And there's one guy who always says, "Down the hatch." Whenever anybody goes down a hatch.
Yeah, everybody hates that guy.
By ninjas. Are there ninjas on the island in Lost?
I don't know.
There probably will be before too
maybe.
Long.
Maybe. Maybe that's what the smoke monster is.
Is there a smoke monster?
Yeah.
So it's not just like some stone hippie. Constantly blundering around in a cloud of smoke.
Well, maybe. I mean, nobody knows.
He's trying to get people high by rubbing darts on toads and then shooting them with it. And he keeps picking the wrong toads. Doomstrike 37 says, is there going to be any thought into account freezing? Because I'm going on a 2-week vacation and nobody I know is willing to log on every day and use my adventures. Well, you'll be alright, man.
Deal. We're not going to miss that much.
In fact, go on.
Lord Stefano says, Cleish Twiddlebug coming along? Yeah, I need to look at that. I changed the way Cleish worked to make it sort of more generalized, turn a monster into another monster, and I'm pretty sure I just fucked something up in there. It's got to be pretty simple. Keyblade says, how do oo win KOL bottle openers? Oo don't, Keyblade. Oo need to learn to spell. He's not listening. Ashelon says, normally I'd ask some witty smartass comment or a decent joke, but I got nothing, so I'm just saying hi. Have a good weekend. Hopefully everyone won't whine too much.
Although we've gone beyond hope for that.
Yeah. Slavik says, good evening, gentlemen. Brainstorm, poor attributes for a superhero. My contributions, brittle bone syndrome and paranoid schizophrenia.
I'd say a hat that says security, and if you ever take it off of him, he just crawls into a corner and starts sucking his thumb.
We were trying to come up with the most useless superpowers ever at one point when I was younger, hanging out with some guys that did that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Form of salsa. You just became a massive salsa, the shape and size of your body.
Really?
And then if somebody ate some of the salsa, when you turned back into a person, there would just be parts of you missing.
Wow. That's
pretty rough.
And the ability to produce... out of thin air, 1 cent gift certificates to Payless shoe stores. But they were like the size of bricks.
The
gift certificates. So you could never carry enough of them to a Payless shoe store to actually use them.
I see.
But they were crappy bricks, so you couldn't use them to like, build a house. You know?
How about
a crappy brick? Like it's like
it's be all crumbly, yeah. Like a brick of goat cheese, only that you couldn't use.
Because the quick riches would be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a cool power.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having the ability to... Although, as much goat cheese as I want all the time is probably one of those things I shouldn't have.
That's probably true.
Kind of like just the, you know, fountain of infinite bacon.
Wait, were you trying to build a fountain of infinite bacon sometime?
No.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah, it ran on a perpetual motion pig. Is bacon made out of pigs' backs?
Belly.
What about back bacon?
That's Canadian bacon.
I see.
Which is a completely different...
What's Canadian ham?
Same thing.
Ground beef?
Yeah.
Canadian ham.
But no. American bacon, streaky bacon, is definitely a pork belly.
As Q says, is selling stories for 10 meat each allowed in Trade Channel?
Sure.
Dr. Van Venmojo says, when people pay the one-time fee to dig the clan basement, will they also have to pay the instantiation fee for Hobopolis, or is that fee just to reset the dungeon? They will also have to pay the instantiation fee for Hobopolis. Joe Zombie says, I listen to the podcasted show the next day after you guys do it. I would just like to thank you guys for a great 4 years. And Riff, your puzzles are too fucking hard.
No, I can't deny that.
Legalese says, on an earlier radio show, the idea of an item of the month that shared a summon pool with McPhee's Grimoire was brought up. How about a familiar of the month that drops up to 5 Grimoire items like gong / shrooms? Huh. I don't know that we are ever going to do anything that shares a summon pool with McPhee's Grimoire. You know, we had tossed around the idea. We moved past it, and nobody's really complaining about it, so I think that everything is probably fine the way it is. Joe Zombie says, to add variety to dreams, why not add a new dream for every quest you unlock? It doesn't have to be a spoiler. Then when you get your next quest, that replaces your previous dream. You like a kind of a fortune cookie in a dream. You have a dream about how to complete your current quest.
Huh.
Favorite candy that is no longer made?
It's not soft.
Assorted flavor Tic Tacs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those are good.
Assorted flavor?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Zangetsu, what are you doing up here? Linguini Sad says, what is plinking? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Very, very low down the game.
Usually be a ranged weapons. Cat, there's nothing interesting. The cat is interested in my mouse. That's ironic.
Now he's all dejected. Look at him. Mm-hmm. He's like, fuck you, I'm going over here.
Dev Joe says, can we get a big countdown to Hobopolis in the announcements? 3 is what it would say if there was one.
Is that what it would say?
I think so. Because Friday, Saturday, Sunday be 1. Yeah. I don't know what to do about that.
Maybe just do that.
On the day that's 2, we should open up the Pickle Factory.
We should open up the Pickle Factory on as we release Hobopolis so that, again, people will be all torn in half. Master Gasser says, whenever you go to put the mole mole food in the mall, it spells out mole mole question undefined characters for the win. Huh. You can't put an acute E in an item name in the mall?
It should just be, isn't it just an HTML entity in the name?
iTouch says, hey guys, love your show. Anyways, me and a friend are debating whether the title of the game was a Hunter S. Thompson reference. Is it? I guess it kind of is. I think the cat scared the mouse, because now it's going crazy. Like that Gnarls Barkley song. Ardnive says, why don't you remove clans as a meat sink? Think about it. If clans were more engaging, you would have to come up with less content to keep people happy. Well, clans are getting a big boost of shit on Monday. It's not shit, though.
Well, Monday.
There's some poop down there, guys. We finally just decided to embrace the repeated poop joke.
Like Blizzard?
That was weird.
That was a very strange...
That one patch was...
Design
a
choice.
A bunch of poop quests, a bunch of fart...
Stokes. Some vomiting.
Yeah. Farting, vomiting, and pooping.
Yeah. Inexplicable.
All in one patch. Gyre says, if you get the adventure with the demon's name, can you get it again, or is that a one-time thing? You can get it again. There's nothing stateful about the demon names that you know. Linguini Lad says, what was the dumbest question you've ever read on air? Well, I remember one time when Linguini Lad sent in this question, what was the dumbest question you've ever read on air?
Yeah, I remember that.
Those are good times. Come
on. Some good times. Have you ever done a radio show high? Sure, you've done a radio show. But have you done a radio show on weed? No. No, sir. I've tried that eating lizard with a little poison in it diet, and it works great. I lost 50 pounds over the last week. Haha, psych.
What?
It's probably listening to a show about talking about the cat. If you let cats go outside in Arizona, they'll lose weight because they eat lizards that are just a little bit poisonous to them.
I see.
So they lose weight.
So specifically so they'll lose weight?
But yeah, cats are. Cause
they're so weight conscious.
If you give your cats an eating disorder.
I'm not pretty anymore. Purr.
Because they wouldn't be purring about that, though. Doomlout says, what do you guys enjoy most about being the people who make and run KOL? I don't know.
All the babes.
Every bit of it is awesome, yeah. Yeah. And the babes help.
Yeah. I like the bit where I don't have to have a regular job.
And what do we enjoy the least about being the people who make and run KOL? Not being able to play KOL. That's what I'm all pissed about.
Emo.
Yeah, I'd be really into this band if I wasn't in it. Linguini Lad says, do you have a favorite drinking game? When you're me, every game is a drinking game, you know?
It's kind of true.
I never really enjoyed playing drinking games, though. It was always, like, you know, I like drinking alcohol for its own sake. It's not just, like, a race to get shit-faced by swallowing as much Coors Light as I can out of a giant glass full of ping pong balls and quarters and dice. Yeah, so, it's just... He says, shouldn't it be pronounced Hobopolis instead of Hobopolis? It's full of hobos, right? Or hoes. It's also full of hoes.
Yeah.
Tell that to the Queen Doppelpopolis.
Greek chicks are hot. Man, did you see this thing they posted on Penny Arcade? Where somebody made their best possible mock-up of the Fruit Fucker using Spore's Creature Creator?
No.
It's horrific.
Is the Creature Creator out?
I think so.
Huh. I'd read that it was coming out soon. Wow, that thing is really terrible.
That's going to be in my nightmares tonight.
Still not excited about Spore. Still don't care.
It's just because you're gay. Pretty much. You don't like nice things.
Uh-huh.
I suspect that I will play it. I will create a horrible, horrible beast.
Yeah.
And then when I get to the Civ part of the game, I'll probably gonna just get bored with it. But I'll love it every second of the way up until
yeah, then. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see, like, how it deals with downloads of other people's creatures and uses them to automatically populate your stuff, and what prevents every third planet from being filled with penis monsters. Because you know there's going to be...
I don't think you have that much control over the shaping of stuff.
I think that you do.
Oh, yeah.
You absolutely look at that. If you look at that Fruit Fucker, that shows some pretty serious control over the shaping of it.
That's not how I was led to understand the organic nature of it would go.
Mystic Poet says, so the description of the bitch and meat car says that your dad is the mayor, but the quest for the Holy MacGuffin states that he's an archaeologist. Could you please clarify the reference or change one?
Wait.
He's the mayor of archaeology.
Adventurers have two daddies.
Yeah. That's why nobody ever really talks about your parents in this game, is because they're all just sort of like, oh, okay. That's that adventurer that was adopted by the two gay dudes. One gay archaeologist and one gay mayor.
Why can't you be an archaeologist who's also the mayor?
I mean, there's a mayor who's also a hamburger.
I can't operate on him. He's my son. Never even occurred to me in that story that the archaeologist was also the mayor. Ayumbara says, why is one of the banjo strings shorter than the rest? Because that's how banjos work. No, I'm serious. One of the strings on a banjo is significantly shorter than the rest of them.
Are you making this up?
No, I'm not. Seriously, go online and look at a picture of a banjo. there is a string on a banjo that's just one octave higher than one of the other strings.
Okay.
That starts much lower on the neck, and is just much higher pitched.
Huh.
It's out of order with the rest of the strings. So like if you play a guitar, like if you just play all the open strings on a guitar, it's like doom 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 doom, you know. But on a banjo, it's like doom 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 doom. Not like that at all. if you just play a banjo with all the strings open and it's tuned properly, it's like a major chord. Which means you can play bar chords on the banjo just by sliding your finger up the frets. So it's easy to play a banjo like it's a rhythm guitar, you know, and it can sound okay. And it's also easy to just do like on like a, you know, on a major chord without like really changing it up much, because you just have to learn like finger picking patterns, and then you can change the key in which you're doing that finger picking just by threading all the strings across in a line. So anyway, that's why one of the banjo strings is shorter than the rest. Now you know.
One of these strings is shorter than the other.
And knowing is half the length of all of the other battles. Spasmatic says, in Hobopolis, will players interact within an adventure like a multiplayer battle, or will you be adventuring technically by yourself but with others helping clear the dungeon? There are various things. It is largely the second way, but there are a lot of things that you can do that influence the events and the nature of the things that happen to other people who are in there. At present, there is no, like, you and a bunch of other people are all fighting a monster. Because that'd be hard. Sargi says, will Brimstone Tats be implemented? I don't know. I haven't decided.
They would hurt if they were implemented.
Lord Derby says,
smell really bad.
With regard to balancing the naughty sorcerers for mist classes, one possibility would be to make it so having the smurf equipped reduces the rate at which spells are blocked. Not completely, but maybe by 50%. Maybe with a further reduction for having a smurf in both hands.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Ooh, 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 and then maybe you could take them to Gargamel's house and he could turn them into gold, which you could sell for meat.
That's true.
Ardknived says, improve clans or I will continue to make pointless/meaningless threats. Alright guys, we gotta do what Ardknived says. I think we need to roll out some improvements to clans on Monday.
Okay.
Mitchell says, Hobopolis to include Helmet Spargle? I don't know what that means. The Kaiser says, don't you think the Brimstone Brooch looks like a cookie and not like a badass piece of infernal bling? Maybe you can change the name and or image without changing its functionality. It's a brooch.
It's not going to be badass. It's a brooch. Yeah. It's pretty much mutually exclusive.
Sinist says, what does llama spit do?
What doesn't it do is the question. I mean, for reals.
Like, totally.
Bud Not Buddy 2 says, when you look at the clan roster of a clan you aren't in, why is it ordered by level? Why not by number of ascensions or something else?
I had thought about allowing clans to toggle sort either by level or by alphabet, so that way they could like put really obnoxious music quotes in the titles.
Like some sort of song?
Or like song lyrics. Just like, or, you know, other obnoxious wordplay games. You know, making it so that way it's a discreet, non-changing sort of sort. That was mostly so I could do that with Clan Omega.
Right. Snow Tigress says, can the familiar gained in Hobopolis be gained by more than one player? You'll see. It's not...
It can only be gained by one player ever in the entire game.
Theoretically, there's more than one player.
Eventually, there will be.
No, like, in this initially, there will be more than one player. If you've already forgotten them.
What, really?
Yes. If I yet spindled it, but it's supposed to be in there. That's part of the initial rollout.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know.
Now you're all not spoilery?
Yeah, exactly.
It was the thing with the stuff. Remember the things?
Oh, right. I understand. And Naked Juice says, whatever happened to good old Thomas Jefferson? Oh, he's still over there. He's got a fancy... sitting on the swing in his sundress hat on. Now. I don't know.
Whatever happened to sundresses?
I don't know.
Whatever happened to sun-dried tomatoes?
They got confused with sundry tomatoes.
Yeah,
all over the place.
A bunch of different tomatoes of various types.
Yeah,
there are a lot of.
They're all covered in salmonella.
Yeah, we should get through some of these. The Dark One says, I just realized that the kingdom has a conspicuous lack of lab coats. Please fix this and maybe throw in some horn-rimmed glasses. Your mom is a horn-rimmed... Gangly One says, is there an infinite supply of Grimmicide at the Grim Grimmicide site? There is a... It is approaching infinity. Just at some distance. Watertail says, okay, this may have been mentioned before, but I'm too lazy to go through the archives for an answer. How many turns are you expecting Hobopolis to take? We have no fucking idea.
No, I mean...
We do.
We've estimated before. It's like, you know, it's just the first runs by large clans will take...
20,000
turns. Yeah, 10 to 15,000 turns. It will take people who are not being particularly good at optimizing it 5,000 turns. And we figured a pretty relatively low minimum that is smaller than that.
I would hope so.
Ashelon says, I pwn Bar Trivia. You need to come out and join our team, Ashelon. Lord Ike says, my girlfriend and I are having a minor feud over the pronunciation of a certain word, so would you all mind pronouncing the word chasm over the radio?
Chasm?
I am determined to win this.
Chasm does not have multiple...
There are those who think that it's pronounced chasm.
Those people are fools.
Yeah, they're wrong as shit.
That is just...
So sorry if that was you, Lord Ike. Istanbul says, Jick is always the quietest one on the radio. Why is that? I don't know.
He's not the loudest, or he's not the quietest one in the room, that's for damn sure.
Yeah. It could be that my mic is just a little lower than everybody else's mics.
You could just raise it up.
I think your mic is the furthest away from your mouth. It's like, I think all the rest of us have our mics just like right up on our mouth.
That could be. Let's see. Spock Yoda says, hey, Jake, my friends and I thought it would be cool to have a flash skill if you're wearing nothing but a clockwork trench coat that would do sleaze damage in proportion to Moxie. That's kind of funny. Although I wouldn't do it with a clockwork trench coat, I don't think. We'd have to do it with, like, a sleazy trench coat.
Huh.
That's pretty funny, actually. Because who would find that if we put it in? I mean, now that they know. Raisin says, what kind of rank privileges will you add for Hobopolis? Man, I remember this one, Mother Goose and Grimm, where Grimm is all, wow, I smell really rank. And then he gets on a bus stop bench, and everybody else leaves, and he lays down on the bus stop bench saying, rank has its privileges.
Right.
Yeah.
That was a good story.
Mother Goose and Grimm was fucking hilarious.
I think there's one for going into the dungeon and one for administrating.
There needs to be one for going into the dungeon. I need you to do that, and then Adventure is going to need to check clan privileges.
That's not
for that. It's not a big deal. Okay. All right. I'm going to assign that to you.
Okay.
I'm going to write that up and assign that to you, and you're going to do it.
Fair enough.
Texmurf says, Riff's raucous laughter is the only thing our deaf old dog can hear. She's very confused. Rickett says, oh, come on, Jake. You don't need a list of all nouns, just all the nouns found anywhere in any bit of game text.
Okay.
Fungo the Mildly Annoying says, if you smash your pizza stone, can you do PV pizza?
Dude, it hurts when I PVP.
Ugh.
You should have that checked out. No.
Gleeb says, do you guys have a list of minor post-Hobopolis projects to work on, or are you just going to wing it? We're gonna get chicken wingy with it.
We're going to wing buffet it?
Yeah.
Pronounce buffet for all of you, not buffet.
All you can eat wing buffet.
Yeah.
Raisin says, you should still be able to make pizzas with ultra rares. Yep. Jade Dragon Piece says, if you change the Naughty Sorceress and buffs, it would have to be two turns or else the second form would kick your ass. Tennessee says, will there ever be a new class slash character creation option?
Probably.
You had a survival mode where you fight as many enemies as you can until you die? That wouldn't really work in a game like this.
I mean, until you get beaten up.
Yeah, but I mean, and then what deletes the character?
Yeah, sure.
That's...
You didn't like hardcore mode in Diablo 2?
I didn't like the roll a D100 to see how many hours I can play before I get killed because of lag.
I thought you didn't like having one of your coworkers just be a gigantic loot whore.
Yeah, that was one thing that I didn't. Also, didn't like the fact that we were all playing classes that had 400 things on the screen that were.
I was playing a
barbarian or a warrior with that.
No, I was playing an Amazon. Hit things with my spear.
No, I know, but I think I was doing a necromancer or something.
Rick was doing a
druid.
Necromancer
with all kinds of skeletons. Somebody else was summoning all kinds of birds.
It was awesome.
It was terrible.
It was me clicking everything. It was about five times faster than you guys were able to.
It was funny, but it wasn't fun. GigaShadow555 says, I think the Black Panthers just wanted to separate away from the honkies as best they could. Mitchell says, no, drinking so many bilge wines should make you eligible for the Mary J. Bilge Trophy. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, if you really want to add more teleportitis, just add a ring to the Dungeon of Doom zap rotation that gives you intrinsic teleportitis. I want to do a run and wear it the entire time. Tennessee says, will you ever add enemies in the mining similar to the barrel full of barrels? No. There will be no enemy mine with Lou Gossett Jr. KK says, I've heard that custom avatars are no longer allowed to have animation. Is this true, or what animation is allowed? The custom avatar forum guidelines are rather vague. No, they're not.
They say no
the custom
animation.
Custom avatar forum guidelines say no goddamned animation at all, so don't request any goddamned animation.
You can submit avatars that have animation pre-made, but they're pretty likely to be rejected.
Yeah. So
yeah, good luck.
Coldfront's avatar gallery is a thorn in our side.
Because there are so many from the past.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, mine's animated. Is that going to be a problem?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. We're going to reject yours.
Yeah. Mine's animated in the most annoying way possible. If you want to go and look at my avatar, wait 5 minutes. I actually had to use 2 still frames of the first one because the...
you couldn't do it 5 minutes.
Yeah. In one frame.
Tennessee says, is it okay if I make a Final Fantasy style game about Jarlsberg, Sneaky Pete, and Boris? Sure. Preenequeezer says, no, you guys need a webcomic that's KOL themed to balance it out. Oh, right.
That'd be awesome.
Jade Dragon Piece says, the premise of Atlas Shrugged is foisting off a poorly conceived personal philosophy on an idiot populace by crafting stiff, unrealistic characters whose only purpose is to personify her personal ideals. Shitty book is shitty.
It is indeed.
Numeric says, hey guys, does the gong override astral shrooms? Because it seems like a good way to multitask getting the gong bonuses and cupcake farming simultaneously. You shouldn't be able to do both of them.
We should add a sort of a generic mutual exclusion field to effects. Make it so that you can't ever get an effect if you already have one for the same mutex class.
Huh.
We could store it in the session. It'd be super easy to check.
We'd have to generalize potions. And it would be.
I mean, it would just be in the effect spindler. It would just be this effect is a member of the poop digger mutex
right.
class.
No, I know, but then when you, I mean, would it just refuse to give you the effect when you took it and waste the item? Because that seems, you know.
I mean, we could have add effect return true or false.
Yeah, but we'd still if we're gonna have to rewrite every potion item, we might as well generalize potions. You know, so it's I'm afraid that there would be some exception cases in there that would just render it impossible to do that. So I don't know. One of these days, that's something we can look at. The Dark One says, "Have any of you played Dwarf Fortress yet?" I don't have the patience for that kind of learning curve anymore. Utsuri says, "Old man, you seek the spell of mastery. Master of Magic was awesome." GigaShadow555 says, looking forward to Spore? I'm not uber hyped, but it does seem pretty neat from what people have done with the creature creator. Yeah. Trailmix says, hey, Jack, I was listening to an old show, and you mentioned Niagara. I've seen that. One of the only movies to make me cry as an adult. Yeah, it's a good movie. Everyone should see it, only they can't, because it only exists on VHS.
Ever?
I've never found it on DVD. They might have reprinted it recently.
Huh.
But last time I looked was a couple years ago. Preeny Queezer says, and strengths is the longest word with only one vowel.
Ah. Interesting.
Tex Murph says, so the Andorian finery increases non-combats, but the Ring of Aggravate Monster that's part of the outfit nullifies it partially. Man, what? Yeah, I forgot about that. Also, a long while ago, you updated all outfits to have some kind of effect. When you said all outfits, did you actually mean all outfits? If so, some of them are really obscure. Yeah, some of them are really obscure. I'm almost sure that every single outfit has some intrinsic effect.
Some, well, it does something. Some of them just, like, let you into places and whatnot.
Oh, are we?
No, every outfit has a minor boost in your abilities. Some of them are very difficult to detect. Like, some of them are combat initiative, which is sort of difficult to detect from the client side. Or, like, damage reduction or some shit.
Major Mobius says, if I search them all for ice followed by a space with a limit, it will return all the ice items. Without the space, I get a load of useless crap instead. Please don't strip my space. You can put it in quotes with the space limit, and that will still work. We should probably, let's see.
Stop the radio.
Yeah.
Star.
If you search for baseball space, it does not return baseball. It just does baseball caps.
Well, that would make sense.
Well,
but what he was saying that it's not. If you put something like,
maybe we should just remove all spaces from every mall search ever.
Yeah. So if you search for a baseball cap, it won't return baseball caps.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. All right. I'd love to keep doing the show, but it's time for us to walk the dinosaur. So we'll talk to you Monday.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
See you.
I've got a little a treat. That's not